What's up? This is the You Are Not Listening to This podcast. My name is Will James. And I guess I'll try to make this relatively quick. This will be the last episode of this podcast. I don't make very many anyway, and I don't know when the last one was. And honestly, I could just let it slip into the depths of memory, but I figured one more, just to tie a bow on it, would be a better way to do it. And also, just in case anyone listens to this and likes it, you might want to run over to SoundCloud and download the episodes you appreciated. I am over the like time limit that they allow for things that you're not paying for. I am paying for it, the hosting fee. But when I quit this, I'm going to stop doing that. And it's only going to keep a couple of hours of content. I don't know how many episodes will be erased from the beginning. So, you know, there's that, which kind of is a little bit of a bittersweet moment because I didn't necessarily, I mean, I'm sure I've kept them somewhere on this hard drive, but I don't really have them either, the old episodes. Definitely a few of them are lost forever if I don't go to SoundCloud and download them myself. But my point is, when it goes away, it'll be gone for real. I won't be bringing back whatever disappears. And so, if you are a person that happens to listen to this, I appreciate you deeply for hanging in there. But to be honest with you, this podcast never became what it was supposed to, which is entirely my fault, my choice, my doing. But ultimately, when I started it, I didn't care kind of where it went, because I was just being open about some ideas, some thoughts, and I wanted to hone in on my particular religious beliefs and talk about them and discuss the good and the bad and the ugly, all that. And what I wanted to do was create a space that was safe enough for me to do that and for people to say, hey, I've had that thought, or I have that question, or that's always bothered me too, or whatever. And it occurred to me quite early on when I shifted from affirming dogma to pointing out holes or issues with how it's used or found or applied or whatever. The level of certainty, like absolute certainty, that Seventh-day Adventism carries with it makes discussing problems with that certainty unpleasing for these small group of people that would understand the conversation at all. And so I ran into this wall of, I either have to painfully go through the explanations of who and what Adventism is, just so that I can then present a window to look through something more critically through, damn near every episode, and that was super tedious. And then just getting into it felt so, I'll just say I recorded a lot of episodes that I said a lot of things that were helpful for me to get off my chest, but then got deleted because the analytics of the audience of this show would suggest a lot of the people that were listening to it would not appreciate where the direction was going, to the extent that it was going to make things awkward for me, like personally, to have a stupid podcast nobody listens to. all of that said, I feel highly unfulfilled in what I was trying to do here. But I also have seen the roadblocks to it too frequently and too easily just from laying little soft pellets down instead of the full plate of food. And it's just, it's a bunch of tensions I don't need, honestly, for no reason. So, yeah, this will be all there is of the You Are Not Listening to This podcast. Maybe someday I can gather my wits a bit and be able to have the thing I wanted to have at some point in time and start something new somewhere, somehow, in some format. But I don't know. I was a guest on an former Adventist's podcast called Haystacks and Hell. There's no episode of me on it, but we had like a 3-hour conversation that was all over the place from my point of view, in the sense of I was all over the place. I was tangential because it was like this ability to be free and unconcerned with what I was saying would sound like, because it was just a conversation between two people. It wasn't something I knew was going directly to like former church members and family members, and the way that felt was so much better than what this feels like, that I realized I was not giving myself what I wanted. And so yeah. So anyway, thanks again for everyone that listened. I appreciate you. I love you, even though I don't know you. This was the You Are Not Listening to This podcast.